A Syracuse University law professor says the death of Iran's General Qasem Soleimani is a step toward tamping down more than two decades of orchestrated conflicts and proxy wars across the Middle East. Corey Zolli is director of research at SU's Institute for Security Policy and Law. She says the increasingly bold attacks on Saudi oil refineries, ships in the Gulf of Oman, and an embassy and airbase in Iraq all have Soleimani's signature.
Something had to be done. Former General Petraeus was in the news the other day saying, listen, you know, we had to reestablish deterrence somehow because the moves were getting more and more audacious, closer and closer to U.S. civilian populations, closer and closer to armed forces.
She says without the charismatic Soleimani, the smaller localized terrorist groups he supported across the region won't have the foundation of funding and training they once had.
Those are real capacity issues undercutting the leadership role of this whole proxy warfare infrastructure that are very significant. And we will see potentially less use of those kind of organized forces because of it.
Even with a deputy appointed as a replacement, Zolli says he will lack Soleimani's authority and expertise. She says that will likely mean more stability in the Middle East.
You can see reporters saying Soleimani's defeat is a plus for Iraq to be able to stabilize now. It's a plus for Afghanistan not to have younger men being recruited into these terrorist organizations. It's a plus for stability in Syria. And there were over 7 million refugees created from the civil war in Syria. It's a plus for those refugees to be able to return to their homes now because they're not going to be faced with this kind of proxy warfare that Soleimani was directing.
Meanwhile, vast crowds filled the streets of Tehran Monday for Soleimani's funeral. Zolli says to remember that most of those mourning and marching are being forced to, while other Iranians are saying Soleimani's fall from power is long overdue. The threatening rhetoric between Iran and U.S. leaders continues, but she's not convinced the retaliatory actions will be as significant as some are suggesting. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WYER.org.